Welcome to the Buckmaster Show. It's Wednesday, the 4th of January, 2012. I'm Bill Buckmaster, your host for the Buckmaster Show. We are on KVOI, Southern Arizona's most powerful news talk station, and our simulcast partners, KJAA AM 1240 in Globe and KAPR AM 930 in Douglas. We live stream the show at buckmastershow.com and at kvoi.com. There are three venues for you for 24/7 anytime listening of the program: buckmastershow.com, tucsonsentinel.com, and tucsoncitizen.com. We are live Monday through Friday, noon to 1. We'll begin today's show with a conversation with Dr. Roy Flores, Chancellor of Pima Community College. Then we'll spend the second half hour with Dr. Andrew Weil, who will be taking your health questions. We encourage you to be part of the conversation. Call us on the Buckmaster Show live line, 790-2040. And we begin now with Dr. Roy Flores, Chancellor, Pima Community College. Chancellor, how are you, and Happy New Year to you?
I'm well, and Happy New Year to you, Bill.
It's been kind of a challenging year for education, 2011. How would you summarize 2011 for Pima Community College?
Well, it was one of these years that's totally unique. It was the longest year and the shortest year I've ever experienced.
Why is that?
Oh, my goodness. We had so many issues to deal with. I should not fail to mention that we, in many respects, had a very successful year if we look at the results of our college plan. We had to deal with a severe budget cut from the state. Obviously, that 55% hit from the state was very difficult for us, and we had to accommodate that literally within a few weeks. And of course, the year began with the tragedy of January 8th, and that still weighs heavily on not only on Pima Community College, but also on the entire community. And of course, I do want to talk about what we're doing commemorating that event in a minute. But, you know, we also had some other challenges. We had the change in the admissions policy that was well-received in some quarters and, of course, not so well-received in others. We still think it's the best thing we can do. And in that connection, I should point out that the this new federal budget has some significant changes in federal financial aid. One of them is that individuals without a high school diploma or a GED will not be eligible for Pell Grants, and that's that will affect some of the people that we're talking about. But anyway, we had a freeze, and luckily for me, my pipes didn't freeze in my house, but a lot of people had to suffer through that. And then we had some other natural events, flooding and so on. So shall I go on, or do you
want to? I do want to say you're doing very well. Perhaps folks had read about you had a little issue, a little heart issue. They perhaps read about it in the Arizona Daily Star, so you can add that to 2011. You're doing well, I assume?
Well, yes. The way it worked out was that I went in for a triple bypass surgery, and they ended up with quadruple bypass. What I need to find out is if I got that last bypass free or discount price or what. But anyway, yes, that was it. I had that, and I'm back at work full time. Luckily, I went in with some pretty good physical condition, but that is another new experience for me.
Why don't we begin with this proposed change in financial aid? What are we talking about here, and how serious is this?
Well, this was crafted at the last minute. Agreed to at the last minute by both parties, but it's been in the works for some time, and I've informed the public in the last chancellor's report, and before that, Provost Miles, as acting chancellor when I was recuperating from the surgery, informed the board and the public as well at a board meeting. And the idea here is that there are several changes in federal financial aid, one of which is that they're doing away with what they call ability to benefit, and that is if you did not have a high school diploma or a GED, you took a test, and if you hit a certain threshold cutoff score, then you got financial aid. That is, if you can demonstrate ability to benefit from college. What they've done this time is say that there'll be no federal financial aid unless you have a high school diploma or a GED. Now, the irony is, should not be lost on people in Arizona. That is, the state has zeroed out funding for GEDs. So anyone who wants to further their education it's going to be more and more difficult for them because the state doesn't seem to value the GED. That is, of course, a tragedy in and of itself. And we're going to have about 500,000 people around the nation lose Pell Grants because they don't have a GED. Many of them, however, will go to local adult education and get a GED. In our case, we're going to either fund it ourselves if we can or hope that the state will restore the funding to it.
So would these proposed changes in financial aid just impact community college students? Are we talking about all of higher education in Arizona?
Well, they apply to all of higher education, but the reality is that universities do not accept people without a high school diploma. There might be some universities, but they're the rare exception. The pathway for high school dropouts without a GED has been community colleges. You're not going to find people at the freshman class of the University of Arizona or ASU or Northern Arizona University who have neither a GED or a high school diploma. That's just not going to happen. They will typically go to the local community college, whether it's Coconino or Pima Community College or Eastern or something such as that. So in effect, while it technically applies to all of higher education, it only visits community colleges because we're the only ones that do not require a high school diploma.
You've had some surging enrollment. Well, once it was surging at Pima Community College. Has that reversed course now this fall and winter?
It has. And, the big surge came when the financial markets tanked and we were having unemployment numbers each month in the order of 500,000, 700,000, 600,000 lost jobs a year, a month. That went on for about a year, and a lot of people locally lost their jobs. They came to us, to Pima Community College, so that one fall semester, our enrollment went up 17%. The 17% gain generates more enrollments than the typical size of the average community college in America. So that, for us, was quite a stretch on our resources. And then, of course, that was compounded by massive cuts from the state. So we were, luckily we pulled together and were able to accommodate them. What they wanted, Bill, was not to transfer to U of A. They already had U of A degrees, and many of them had master's degrees. They wanted a quick certificate to get back on their feet and pay the mortgage and take care of their families.
And, of course, this enrollment surge came at an awful time, I guess, just as the legislature was slashing millions of dollars in state funding. Is this accurate that your state funding has plummeted from $26 million to $7 million?
That's true, $7 million.
That's a huge drop.
It is an enormous drop. And, of course, the other pieces of funding are tuition and then local property tax revenue, and property taxes are a function to a large measure on property values, and of course local property values have not been robust. In fact, they've been declining.
Coming up now on 12:14, we're talking with the Chancellor of Pima Community College, Roy Flores. We are going to take a break right here. This seems like a natural time to do it before we come back and talk about Pima Community College's what will be going on this weekend called the Festival of Democracy. That's going to be January 7th. Chancellor Flores, stay with us, okay, through the break.
Sure will, Bill.
Thanks a lot.
Hi, Meg, I see you're cleaning out the garage.
Not exactly. I'm trying to find Grandma Lynn's clock, for what it's worth.
For what?
What's it worth with a Z? It's an antiques appraisal fundraising event on February 12th at the Doubletree Hotel. You can bring in two items, have them appraised by those famous appraisers, you know, you see on TV.
Famous appraisers?
Yeah, you know, Colleen Fesco, Michael Flanagan.
How much does it cost and what can I have appraised?
A $60 ticket, woman, admits two people and you can bring up to two items. You can bring furniture, jewelry, china, rugs, paintings, whatever. The proceeds go to help children in need in Tucson.
Where can I buy tickets?
You can buy your tickets online at whatsitworth.org. That's what's it with a Z. Wait, where are you going?
I'm going to find my two items for What's It Worth. I love Michael Flanagan, and it's for a good cause. See you there.
Proceeds benefit Assistance League of Tucson.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you during the past 5 years, completing over 400 projects, including five major roadways and the launch of Sun Express and Sun Shuttle Transit services, with 30 projects underway, including the intersection of Alvernon and Valencium and Camino Seco to Houghton along Speedway Boulevard. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Listed on the National Register of Historic Places and founded in 1930 by Isabella Greenway, Arizona's first congresswoman, the Arizona Inn still sets the standard for luxury hospitality in Midtown Tucson, just minutes from the University of Arizona. The Arizona Inn continues to win top honors for hospitality and dining. The Arizona Inn has again been named one of the best 500 hotels on earth by Travel and Leisure magazine, the only hotel in Tucson to receive this top honor. And the Inn is proud of its AAA four diamond status for both the hotel and dining room. Whether it's for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, or a private event, you can count on Chef Allison's featured seasonal culinary creations to please. The Arizona Inn, a special oasis of hospitality in Midtown Tucson at 2200 East Elm and on the web at arizonainn.com.
Taste pizza as it was meant to be at Vero More, Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan pizza, topped with the finest, freshest quality ingredients. Enjoy casual yet upscale dining while sampling our extensive boutique wine list. Vero More in Tucson at North Swan and Camp Lowell, Dove Mountain and Marana, and on the web at veromorepizza.com. And now open in Oro Valley, Noble Hops, the Tucson area's first gastro pub.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is one of Southern Arizona's crown jewels. You will find that the services and amenities offered at Splendido rival those of a fine resort. But what sets Splendido apart is a continuum of health care that allows for a full life today, knowing tomorrow is secure. As a true continuing care retirement community, Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoAZ.net.
Coming up on 1218, this is the Buckmaster Show. The home of the Buckmaster Show is AM 1030 KVOI, the voice, Southern Arizona's most powerful news talk station. Then we have our simulcast partners in Globe and Douglas. Together, we've got about 8 of Arizona's 15 counties covered and are able to listen to the Buckmaster Show. And a program, a note, coming up at about 1230, Dr. Andrew Weil will be with us for about a half an hour, taking your health questions at 790-2040. On the Buckmaster Show live line is Dr. Roy Flores, Chancellor, Pima Community College. Dr. Flores, we have the Festival of Democracy coming up on January 7th. That will be this Saturday. It's an event, one of many being held throughout the city to mark the anniversary of the Tucson shootings. We had Gabe Zimmerman's dad, Ross Zimmerman, who was on the Buckmaster Show yesterday, talking about all of these events that are associated with what is being called Beyond. And I think there are about 24 events of which Pima is taking part.
We are taking part in most of the events, and we're hosting some of the events. We're calling the Festival of Democracy, when you stop to think and you just reflect a little bit on what was taking place before the tragedy took place, people were talking with their locally elected representative, and that's just the cornerstone of our democracy, the ability to elect people and then talk with them face to face and ask questions and get responses. And we think this was very, very important for us. It recognizes the core of what Congresswoman Giffords was doing with this Congress on Your Corner. So what we have done is to recognize that, and then we're going to have a couple of people read the Declaration of Independence, and have a host of people reading parts of the Constitution of the United States, and including Mayor Rothschild and Daniel Hernandez, the young man who was there, was an intern in the Congresswoman's office, and in fact attended to her immediately after she got shot. We have Ross Zimmerman, whom you mentioned, and by the way, is a college employee. And I would invite you, Bill, if you have a little time on Saturday, if you have a particular part of the Constitution that you're partial to, we'll reserve that for you and have you read a little bit.
Well, it sounds very intriguing, and perhaps we will be able to get over there. That is the Festival of Democracy, 8 a.m. to noon, and that is at the West Campus?
On Anklam Road, and obviously it's free, and there are a lot of other things. We have voter registration. We have a kids' corner, kids' constitutional corner, where we'll learn a little bit about the Constitution. For those of you who want to run, there's a kilometer, five-kilometer race. There's a health fair, a lot of other events, and just honoring the fact that Americans can get together and discuss things, and that's, as we say, the cornerstone of our democracy. The funds that will be generated, because we are going to be selling things as well, will go to the Gabe Zimmerman Scholarship Endowment Fund, and we think that's obviously a very good cause.
12:21 on the Buckmaster Show. Dr. Flores is with us from Pima Community College. I understand you were at a White House briefing. Did you actually go back to the White House?
Yes, and you know, I had C.J. Karamarjan with me, and C.J., by the way, worked for the Congresswoman when this tragedy happened. We went to the White House, and the briefing was at the highest level. Chief of Staff, President's Chief of Staff, Mr. Daley, was the one of the people who briefed the folks. There was about 100 of us there. But the real exciting thing, for at least for me, was the reception afterward at the White House, and got to meet the President and the First Lady and a lot of other interesting people who were there. And we had the run of the White House. We got to go to the different rooms and see all of the decorations. Very festive, and quite honestly, I'm still on cloud nine, as it were.
Coming up, of course, the legislative session, Dr. Flores, beginning next week. Hard to believe we're into the new year and another legislative session. What is on the Pima Community College wish list for 2012?
Bill, you're bringing me down.
You were just talking about your wonderful experience at the White House, and then you have to be brought back to earth about legislative business.
Yes, we do. You know, I don't anticipate this year to be as challenging as last year, thank goodness, not only for Pima Community College, but for the entire state. The revenues, we're told, are running a little bit better than anticipated, and so we're not expecting to take the same kind of hit we have in the past. Of course, that would be impossible. We're probably going to get about the same amount of money. In the end, who knows? I'm just guessing. But it looks like we're not going to be hit as hard. And if that's the case, then we can make some other adjustments and come out okay. I am concerned, obviously, that, again, one of the first bills that will be introduced is to provide more access for weapons for students and others at colleges and universities. I appreciate what people are trying to accomplish there to make colleges and universities safer, but I listening to police chiefs and others who are experts in this, they have a contrary view. They make a compelling argument that more guns in a classroom make it unsafe, make it less safe, I should say. So that's one of the things that does concern me, is the fixation we have on making sure that students have the ability to carry arms in every classroom and in every set of circumstances.
And I know you're not alone. We had Rick Myers of the Arizona Board of Regents on the program last week. We had Mr. Myers with us talking about that news that the legislation about guns on campus would be revived, and he was not at all happy about that. And the Board of Regents, of course, went on record the last time very much opposed it, and they haven't really changed their stance. I expect they will be opposing this very, very strongly again.
Well, that's going to be our, that has been our position as community colleges. As a collective of community colleges, we don't think it's the smartest thing, that we think it's something we shouldn't do, and I don't see that position changing this year either.
Now, the change in the admission, we had the meetings. I was fortunate enough to host one of them last summer, I believe, summer or fall. Those changes in admission, when do those begin, Chancellor?
March 17th, I believe, when registration for the summer begins. And again, to refresh people's memory, when we have individuals who are testing at approximately sixth grade and below, we find that our approaches to developmental education are not as effective. And that's not just our approaches, any approaches around the nation, quite honestly. We're committed to strengthening developmental education, but we're also committed to helping these students, and we think we can help them in be more successful in a non-credit setting, where we have been very successful, for example, with our GED programs, because we have more flexibility, and then we can teach specifically to their deficiency, and rather than shoehorning them into a semester course. So we're eager to get started there, and the idea is if you have some requirement, if you have some deficiencies, for example, in knowing how to factor and some other kinds of deficiencies in math, we will work on those with you until you're ready to retake the test. If you have a problem recognizing a paragraph from a sentence, making a distinction, we'll help you with those deficiencies and have you retest until you, and with the hope of being more successful than right now. Right now, they're leaving us quietly. They get up and they're gone because, you know, if you're at grade level 5 and you're in college, you're not going to be competing in any sense, and it must be a very stressful thing for these students.
Well, Dr. Flores, when I first heard about this, and I think I pointed it out to you, I, like many in our community, just assumed that Pima Community College accepted anyone who the door was open to everyone.
It is. Yeah. It is open to everyone. And you will come to Pima Community College. You simply will not enroll in the college credit side of it until you are at least at seventh grade level, so we can help you.
Yeah, so that really hasn't changed.
That part of it has not changed. The other thing you need to know is that many other community colleges really require high school diplomas or the equivalent. They require that you pass certain tests before you take developmental education. And Bill, in many states, developmental education isn't college credit, and it doesn't lead to financial aid. Here it is college credit, and you do get financial aid.
Dr. Flores, just about a minute to go with you, and I know you sit on the board of TRIO, the Economic Development Group. What, if you could summarize for me, what would you like to see happen with economic development in 2012 here in our community?
Well, I think for us, we need to take a longer view. There's nothing that we can do right now that will land a pharmaceutical company here or an aerospace industry immediately. I think we have to strengthen our education system. That's just from K-12 all the way through graduate school, and we have some very strong pieces. We also have some gaps, and I think if we recognize that in an honest way, and we can tell employers and nationally and internationally, we have one of the soundest education systems in America, they're going to show up.
Okay, Dr. Flores, thank you very much for being with us, and I hope you have a great new year. Continue to improve health-wise. Sounds like you're doing very well, and good luck to you in 2012.
Thank you, Bill. See you later.
See you later. Dr. Roy Flores, he's the Chancellor of Pima Community College. Dr. Andrew Weil will be up next on the Buckmaster Show. You can call in your questions for Dr. Weil at 790-2040, 790-2040. That's the Buckmaster Show live line. That's next, Dr. Weil. SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. In the aftermath of a narrow victory in Iowa, Mitt Romney has moved on to New Hampshire, where he has accepted an endorsement today from the man who was the Republican nominee 4 years ago, Senator John McCain. Arizona Senator joined Romney today on stage at a campaign event in Manchester. He missed winning in Iowa by just 8 votes. Now Rick Santorum may be getting a boost from the decision of Michelle Bachmann to leave the race for the GOP presidential nomination. Rick Perry's campaign confirms that he is staying in the Republican race despite a 5th-place finish in Iowa. Updating the Wall Street numbers, the Dow is now 18 points higher. The Blue Chip Index, 12,415. The NASDAQ unchanged at the moment, the S&P unchanged as well. More details at srnnews.com.
Ever notice how much time you spend just getting where you want to go? Travel hassles, long drives, expensive parking can all ruin your trip and create a miserable experience. Tucson International Airport has the answer. With close, easy parking, quick check-in, a short walk to your gate, and airport amenities that make traveling stress-free and enjoyable. With nonstop destinations and connections around the world, for business or for pleasure, fly TucsonAirport.com. It's the way to go.
From antique to contemporary, Persia to Pakistan, Tibet to Turkey, Karimi Oriental Rugs brings the world to Tucson at the corner of East Fort Lowell and Dodge. Owner-operator Amir Karimi personally selects the world's finest exquisite hand-woven rugs. Sale, purchase, wash, repair, restore, and appraise. East Fort Lowell and Dodge for Karimi Oriental Rugs and KarimiOrientalRugs.com.
Vero Amore presents Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan pizza using fresh, homemade mozzarella and the finest quality toppings. Taste pizza as it was meant to be at Vero Amore. Casual yet upscale dining with an extensive boutique wine list. Vero Amore in Tucson on North Swan at Camp Lowell, Dove Mountain in Marana, and on the web at veroamorepizza.com. And now in Oro Valley, Noble Hops, the Tucson area's first gastro pub.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is a very special place, offering a continuum of healthcare in a resort atmosphere. Splendido received 2007 Best of 50 Plus Housing Awards from the National Association of Home Builders for overall best continuing care retirement community and interior design. Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoAZ.net.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
12:34. This is the Buckmaster Show, the home of the Buckmaster Show, AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. It is Southern Arizona's most powerful news talk station, and our simulcast partners listening in Gila County, in Globe, and in Douglas, Cochise County. Well, Andrew Weil is a world-renowned leader and pioneer in the field of integrative medicine, a healing-oriented approach to healthcare which encompasses body, mind, and spirit, combining a Harvard education and a lifetime of practicing natural and preventive medicine. Dr. Weil is the founder and director of the Arizona Center for Integrative Medicine at the University of Arizona, where he is also a clinical professor of medicine and professor of public health. Dr. Weil is an internationally recognized expert for his views on leading a healthy lifestyle, his philosophy on healthy aging, and his critique of the future of medicine and healthcare. Some 10 million copies of Dr. Weil's books have been sold, including Spontaneous Healing, 8 Weeks to Optimum Health, Eating Well for Optimum Health, The Healthy Kitchen, Healthy Aging, Why Our Health Matters, and his newest book is very intriguing, Spontaneous Happiness. Dr. Weil, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Bill.
We have been talking, Dr. Weil, for probably over 20 years about integrative medicine, and I remember when we first started talking, people were saying integrative medicine, it seemed like such a radical concept. It has become mainstream. Why has it become mainstream, I think, so quickly?
Well, I think the consumer demand for it has been building steadily over the past 40 or 50 years. But what's changed is, I think now, hardcore economics really dictate that this is the way of the future. The fact is that integrative medicine can help us lower health care costs and improve health outcomes. It does this in two ways. First, by its focus on lifestyle, it can really offer true prevention. And secondly, it can bring into the mainstream treatments that are not based on expensive technology. So I think that it's this economic pressure as our healthcare system deteriorates that are making institutions and more practitioners open to integrative medicine.
Dr. Andrew Weil is with us on the Buckmaster Show. Ann is on the Buckmaster Show live line for Dr. Weil. Go ahead, Ann. You're with Dr. Weil.
Yes, Dr. Weil. I've been following you for quite a few years here. Anyway, and in the less expensive ways to treat health, it's my opinion that your local pharmacy, pharmacy, is a good choice.
Mm-hmm.
So in line with that, I'm wondering if you're aware of any reliable research into comparison of the nutrient density of organic and locally grown food compared to conventionally grown?
There's quite a bit of research on that latter topic, and one source of information on it, there's a nonprofit group called the Organic Center, which you can look up on the web, or the Environmental Working Group is another. And the studies that generally show that organic produce has higher density of a number of key micronutrients, for instance, the carotenoid pigments and other protective phytonutrients. Still, I think the main virtue of organic produce is what it doesn't give you, that by eating it, you are dramatically reducing your intake of toxic agrochemicals.
Thank you, Ann, for that question for Dr. Weil. 790-2040. I want to get into the new book, Dr. Weil, Spontaneous Happiness. And let's begin with the fact that it seems to me that some of us look at the glass as being half empty. And I hate to say that, Dr. Weil, but I tend to be in that category. And then there are those like my wife who always counters me, Dr. Weil, and says, no, it's half full.
Well, that sounds like a good marriage.
Almost 40 years, so we must be doing something right.
I quoted in the book a friend of mine, a doctor who's a graduate of our center, who says his mother not only sees the glass as half empty, but thinks that at any moment it could tip over, spill on the floor, and break.
Okay.
I think the key here, though, it is that, you know, while we can't necessarily do anything about what happens to us, we can change how we react to what happens to us. And that's really the basis of positive psychology. It's a philosophy that goes back to ancient Greece and the Stoics, that you can really change your perception of what happens and thereby increase your emotional state.
you decided to do this book, Spontaneous Happiness. Was there some kind of a trigger, or is it something that you had been thinking about doing for a long time?
No, it's really two things. The first is that I found out that the number one question coming into my website, drweil.com, was about depression. Secondly, I looked at the statistics on the use of antidepressant drugs in our society and was really shocked. You know, it was something like at least one in ten Americans is now taking an antidepressant drug. And the Wall Street Journal reported that one in five of us are on some kind of psychiatric medication. This cries out for explanation. And let me just tell you one little story here. A friend of mine here in Tucson went to refill her prescription for Zoloft at a Costco. This was 2 weeks ago. And was told that they didn't have any. And she said, how could that be? She said, this is, you know, your Costco. And the pharmacist said to her, it's the time of year. So I think, you know, I'm concerned about the depression epidemic. I want to know how much of it is real and how much of it is manufactured by the medical pharmaceutical complex. But, you know, I think we really need to think about why this is happening at such a rate in our society today.
Coming up on 1240, our next caller for Dr. Andrew Weil is Pam. She has a question about the new book. Go ahead, Pam. You're with Dr. Weil.
Hello. How are you?
Hi, I'm good.
It's not really a question. It's a comment. I have devoured your book. I love it. I'm blessed with a Pollyanna spirit, but I thought I might be able to read it and pass it along to those close to me. And I'm so happy that you have included the a really important piece, I think, which is gratitude, because I've known since my grandmother told me that a person without gratitude cannot be happy, and I love that.
Huh.
But another comment is that the hardest thing I've had with it is a diet, my media diet or fasting, but I do have to say that I'm so happy Bill Buckmaster has you on, because I've gone from no talk radio a day to only 1 hour, and it's the show.
And I did not pay her, Dr. Weil, to say
he
that.
You did not.
Thank you.
Well, first, in what she said about gratitude, I was quite surprised in doing research for the book how much data we have on the power of gratitude to boost mood. And there's two aspects to this. One is feeling grateful, and the other is expressing it. There is an exercise from positive psychology called keeping a gratitude journal. Just doing this for a week, you get a little notebook and dedicate it to this, keep it by your bed. And each day for a week, you make mental notes of things to be grateful for, and then when you go to bed, you jot them down. Doing this for 1 week can boost mood for as long as 6 months. And that's quite remarkable. So, and there's nothing in the way of this. It's just a matter of remembering to do it.
I've kind of started something new, Dr. Weil. The first thing in the morning, I think about a little gratitude. First of all, happy I survived the night and ready to go with another day.
Exactly.
Something really simple like that. I mean, it's just like, thank you for surviving another night and looking forward to another day.
Well, this is a good practice. The other thing the caller mentioned was about a media fasting. I write a lot in the book about the influence of information overload and new media technologies that I think undermine mental health. You know, I said that the depression epidemic cries out for explanation. I think it's a multitude of factors, but it comes down to the fact that there's a mismatch between the life that our genes prepared us for and life today. And one aspect of life today is increased social isolation, information overload, disconnection from nature. I think all of these things contribute to the incidence of depression in our society.
Well, I will tell you, after 23 years on television in this market and seven more in the Bay Area, would you believe now that I'm on the radio, I rarely watch television anymore, Dr. Weil?
I can believe that. And I just think it's important for people to try to set limits on all this. One of the things that I do is I try to leave my computer behind somewhere around 2 or 3 in the afternoon and really make an effort not to look at email and deal with texting and cell phones. I think unless you set limits to this, it can take over your life. And I think it fragments attention, it distracts us from the present, and really influences brain function in not a good way.
Dr. Weil is with us, and Betty is next on the Buckmaster Show live line. Go ahead, Betty.
Thank you. Dr. Weil, I keep reading about needing omega-6 and omega-3, and omega-3 is my supplement. I want to know if the source is better if it's krill versus anchovy and sardines. And also I want to know about flax and where it figures into.
Sure. We don't need to take any more omega-6s in. We're getting plenty of them in our diet. So we do need to supplement with omega-3s. And I think that, you know, I recommend that everybody take between 2 to 4 grams of fish oil a day. I think there are many good brands out there, and as long as they say that they're molecularly distilled and assure you that they're free of contaminants, I don't think it matters what the source is. You want a product that gives you both EPA and DHA, the two omega-3 fatty acids that we need, more of the former. Krill, I used to recommend, but I'm concerned about its sustainability. These are little shrimp-like creatures that come from the Antarctic. And I don't think that's a good one to depend on. For people who don't want, really opposed to eating fish, like vegetarians and vegans, there are some new products that are derived from algae that are acceptable. So those are things you can ask for in a natural food store.
Victoria Mays is, as you know, your colleague, the executive director of the Center for Integrative Medicine, sits down with me here once a month on the Buckmaster Show, Dr. Weil, and we talk a lot about vitamin D, and this is really, it's almost like an epidemic, this deficiency in our lifestyle.
Even here in southern Arizona,
yeah.
And the reason is that everyone uses sunscreen, which prevents vitamin D synthesis. So the best way to get vitamin D is from the sun. And you want to be careful about that. You know, it's moderate sun exposure. You have to balance the risk of that against the benefits. Exposure to sun increases the number of vitamin D receptors in the skin, which tend to decline as you age, and taking supplements doesn't do that. But I still recommend that everyone take 2,000 IU of vitamin D a day. If you haven't had your vitamin D levels measured, it's a good idea to get that done, because if they're very low, you might need, for a short term, much higher doses to bring it up to normal. And vitamin D is not just about bone health. Vitamin D receptors are throughout the body. It's a major part of our defenses against cancer, and it plays a very significant role in mental health. So anyone that's subject to depression, very important to take supplemental vitamin D.
Dr. Weil is with us, and when we come back after the break with Dr. Andrew Weil, I want to talk more about spontaneous happiness. Is there such a thing as a happiness gene? That will be my first question to Dr. Weil when we continue on the Buckmaster Show. Stay with us.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our citizens realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and create a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in and support of education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's Pima Community College students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a literate, prosperous, thriving Tucson and Pima County. During these extraordinarily tough times, our funding is in serious jeopardy. And as budgets get even tighter, we'll have to cut back services just when people need us the most. So please support us in our ongoing effort to build a better tomorrow. Help us provide the education and resources that the people of Pima County need today. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us on the web at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you during the past 5 years, completing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways and the launch of Sun Express and Sun Shuttle Transit services, with 30 projects underway, including the intersection of Alvernon and Valencia and Camino Seco to Houghton along Speedway Boulevard. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
There are times when you save, and there are times when you
save big. Whoa! Take vehicle loans, for instance. Any time of the year, Pyramid Federal Credit Union can help you save with lower rates. But now, for a limited time, we're helping you
save big.
That means rates as low as 4.5% APR when you buy or refinance a vehicle loan. Plus terms up to 60 months, whether it's new or used. You won't just save. You'll
save big.
That never gets old. Stop by any Pyramid Federal Credit Union or visit us at pyramidfcu.com to learn more. That's 4.5% APR vehicle loans for a limited time. Plus, save another 0.25% with payment options.
That's huge.
Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life. Learn more at pyramidfcu.com. 4.5% APR on vehicle loans for a limited time. Restrictions may apply. Membership eligibility required. NCUA insured.
It's 12:50 on the Buckmaster Show. The Buckmaster Show live line 790-2040, 790-2040. If you have a question for Dr. Andrew Weil, whose newest book is Spontaneous Happiness. Before the break, Dr. Weil, I said, is there a gene that controls our happiness? Something I've been curious about. Have you found any evidence of such?
No, I don't think so. Some mental disorders, bipolar disorder especially, clearly has a genetic basis. But I don't know that people are genetically programmed to be happy. And, you know, an interesting thing about that gratitude data is that it's one of the first things we found that can actually change a person's set point for happiness. We have assumed that people come into the world with some set point for how happy they are. Maybe this is the glass full, glass empty. Whether that's genetic or not, I don't know. But it looks as if that can be changed. And one way to do it is by feeling and expressing gratitude. Another is by spending more time in the company of people who are happy. Happiness is contagious, so is depression, and we can map the way they spread through a group. If you have a happy friend who lives within a half mile of you, your chances of being happy are significantly raised.
Wow.
So that argues for being selective about the company you choose.
I guess so. As far as antidepressants, Wall Street Journal, yesterday, had a piece, giving antidepressants a boost with a vitamin, and it's a prescription form of folic, something called Deplin, but it's very expensive from what the article said.
You know, the problem is that these antidepressant drugs are not as good as they're cracked up to be. There is a growing body of evidence that in most cases they work no better than placebos. And they're not benign. They have significant adverse effects. One of the most recent ones to come to light is that they may actually cause depression or prolong depression. This is a phenomenon called tardive dysphoria, meaning lingering bad mood caused by the drug. And this is a straightforward matter of physiology. If you give a drug that increases serotonin at neural junctions, the body responds by making less serotonin and dropping serotonin receptors. So the drug creates its own need. And, you know, we used to teach that depression was self-limited. It could be very severe, but it resolved. Now it doesn't so often. And this may be caused by the drugs that we're using. I won't tell people to not take these drugs or to get off them. But I think that if you've been on them for a year, it's worth phasing off them and looking for other ways to maintain mood. And for most cases of mild to moderate depression, I think the alternative strategies, such as those I recommend in Spontaneous Happiness, work as well or better than antidepressant medication.
Let's go now to Joe. He is on the Buckmaster Show live line with Dr. Andrew Weil. Go ahead, Joe.
Dr. Weil, it's truly a privilege. I've given your books as presents before and will do so again.
Thank you.
Yeah, just really appreciate you. I have a wish list of mine is for the next title of your book to be named How I Solved This Country's Medical Coverage Problems Using Your Integrated Medical Approaches. So how far away from that am I? Have you ever given that any thought?
I have, and the last book I wrote was actually an analysis of our healthcare problems. I think, you know, the root problem is medical care costs too much in this country, And at the same time, all this money we're spending, our health outcomes are terrible. So we need to do things completely differently. And the reason that healthcare costs so much is that we are not preventing disease and promoting health. We're mostly dealing with existing disease, most of which is lifestyle related and could be prevented. So we really have to think about why we're not doing a better job at that. You know, in a word, it doesn't pay. And unless we can figure out how to make prevention pay, we're not going to change. The other problem is that the treatments that we've come to rely on, including pharmaceutical drugs, are expensive because they rely on expensive technology. So I think integrative medicine really is the solution to all of this. It focuses on lifestyle and can offer real prevention and health promotion. And as I said, it can identify and bring into the mainstream non-technology-based treatments that are inherently less expensive.
12:55 on the Buckmaster Show with Dr. Weil. Dr. Weil certainly is a pioneer of the integrative medicine approach, and your colleague, our friend Dr. Amazis, Victoria Amazis, at the center there, the University of Arizona Center for Integrative Medicine. What about the next generation will be coming along of physicians who believe in integrative medicine, Dr. Weil?
You know, we will soon have graduated 1,000 physicians from our intensive integrative medicine fellowships. And a lot of these are people of the younger generation. And I think there's much more widespread acceptance of this philosophy in people now going into medicine. And the enthusiasm for getting this training and practicing in this way is growing steadily. So I think the future is very bright.
Dave is with us on the Buckmaster Show, and he wants to talk about a registry for doctors. Go ahead, Dave. You're with Dr. Weil.
Hi. I was wondering if there are cohorts of you on a list somewhere.
Well, one list you can look, if you go to our program's website, which is azcim.org, that's the Arizona Center for Integrative Medicine, so azcim.org. On that website, there is a link to find a practitioner. And if you click on that, you will see a map of the U.S. We have graduates in almost every state now. And that's a very good resource to help you to locate a well-trained integrative physician.
Dr. Weil, it's always fun to hear the story about how you selected Tucson. I mean, my goodness, you could live anywhere. You could be working anywhere in the world, really, for what you're doing. Well, I guess you really couldn't because you want to be close to the University of Arizona. But tell me the story again. Give me the bottom line about how Dr. Andrew Weil wound up in Tucson, Arizona.
Between 1970 and 1973, I traveled widely in South America, Central America, collecting information about medicinal plants and healing, and I drove a 1969 Land Rover to South America. I didn't want to drive it back, so I shipped it back, and it came to a Land Rover agency in Laguna Beach, California. They were supposed to overhaul it completely, but they forgot to pack one of the wheels with grease. I drove it to Tucson to get supplies. I was headed back down to southern Mexico to deliver a baby of a friend of mine. The wheel bearing shattered while I was here. It took 6 weeks to get the part. It was February of 1973, a very warm, wet winter. The desert was in full bloom, and I never left.
And we're glad
you're in love with the place.
We are glad you're here. Quick question about natural treatments for depression, something called SAMe, capitalizing S-A-M, and then the small e.
Yes, this is a natural product. It is effective. It has the advantage of working quickly. It also treats osteoarthritis pain. So for people who have pain as well as depression, it's a good thing to try. It's certainly, I'd say, one of the first-line natural remedies that I would consider.
And your website doing very well. My goodness, I remember when Ask Dr. Weil really first started. And you get how many hits are you getting? I mean, it's tremendous.
I can't tell you. It's a lot. Yeah. The website is heavily trafficked, and there's a great deal of archived information there. So if people have questions about health problems or treatments, put that in the search engine. The chances are you'll find something on it.
And Spontaneous Happiness, available pretty much everywhere. The book's been out for a little
bit. Yep.
Dr. Andrew Weil, thank you very much. And can I ask you what your next project is going to be about generally?
I am really working to make sure that the Arizona Center for Integrative Medicine is on a solid financial basis. and expand our work there. We are working to build an integrative clinic here in Tucson, as well as one in Phoenix. As for writing, I've had a lot of people ask me to write up stories from my life, so I'm considering doing that. I think that would be fun for me.
Well, have a happy new year, Dr. Weil. Thanks for being with us.
You too.
Thanks
Bye-bye.
A lot. Dr. Andrew Weil on the Buckmaster Show, brought to you in part by our friends at Flowers, Rieger, and Associates. If you're looking for a CPA, and who isn't this time of year as we get ready for tax season, please give Mike Flowers, Michael C. Flowers, certified public accountant, a ring. His office is over on Broadway. Tomorrow we have Marshall Vess scheduled to be with us, the economic forecaster from the University of Arizona. He'll be with us for the first half hour. If you have any questions about the economy, thanks to all who called today on the Buckmaster Show. Have a great afternoon. We'll see you tomorrow, noon to one, on KBOI, The Voice.
KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. 930 KAPR Douglas and 1240 KJAA Globe, the Voice Radio Network.